A study by a consumer watchdog concludes Massachusetts motorists are vulnerable to predatory tow truck drivers. The report from MassPerc identifies how Massachusetts should improve its laws to better protect people against exorbitant towing charges. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Deirdre Cummings, Legislative Director for MassPerc.
We have a lot of work to do here in Massachusetts to ensure that consumers are protected in this very vulnerable time, right? So all too often, we get that pit in our stomach when we realize, uh-oh, our car has been towed. And then a whole series of things have to happen. You have to locate your car. You have to be able to get to the car lot, the tow lot, to get it. Then you have to pay, and no one knows how much am I supposed to pay. And then, you know, if you can't get to the tow lot, then you're hit with daily storage fees. So in this particular area where consumers are very vulnerable, we found that there is a lack of consumer protection in place for those who find themselves a victim of being towed.
So what needs to happen?
Well, you know, So we put out a list. We looked at 14 sort of really common sense basic consumer protections, and we looked at them here in Massachusetts, and then we also looked at, you know, what other states offered as well. And we found that Massachusetts really only had 6 in place out of those 14. But we're talking, you know, for example, one of the consumer protections that is just long overdue here in Massachusetts is we do not require towing companies to accept credit cards. So I recently talked to a woman whose car was towed. She had to get an Uber to the tow lot. The tow lot was in a pretty dangerous place. And when she went to pay, they said, we only take cash. In this day and age, that is just unfair. And for many of us, you know, it's unsafe. So, you know, that's a basic consumer protection that ought to be in place. So one, requiring them to take cash. Two is having strong laws on signage requirements, right? So if you are parking in a tow zone, it should be very clear that you're parking in a tow zone. You know, we as consumers are pretty smart. We're not going to park our car knowing that it's going to get towed. And what we found is a lot of these tows happen when consumers aren't aware that it is a tow zone. So that's another protection. And, you know, a number of states have adopted, which is a really important, I think, and easy to do right now, is we should require tow companies to take a photograph of your car where it is prior to that tow. So that's another really important consumer protection. One of the things that, you know, we do have a couple of consumer protections in place. So, for example, there's a cap. There's a $108 cap on what the charge is for that tow. And then we cap how much the daily storage fees are, which in Massachusetts is $35.
If you're ticketed for parking illegally, obviously you can, and you feel you feel that you've been wrong, you can go to court and fight it. But is there any recourse to get the towing charges back should you win your case?
Oh, sure. That's a great question. You know, we found that the Department of Public Utilities has the oversight over tow companies. And yes, on their website, you can actually complain and you can look up what some of the towing companies' complaint history is. So it's important to file a complaint for two reasons, you know, to the Department of Public Utilities. One is, yes, you may be able to fight your claim, but generally that's not that successful. But two is so that there is a record then of the complaint, and then the Department of Public Utilities can go after and pull the licenses if they need to of, you know, these predatory towing companies.
What happens if you're towed from private property? What are your recourses then?
Right. So this has been one of the biggest frustrations for so many people that I've spoken with. The law requires that a property owner call into the police a report that they're going to tow a car that's illegally parked on their property. And that is a way to prevent, towing companies from just sort of circling around a private lot just looking for somebody who may have left their car there. Or maybe, you know, you've seen people run into a restaurant where it says, you know, maybe it's timed parking. And so what we want to do is prevent these, you know, sort of predatory prowling practices. But, you know, we've heard that that actually is happening, you know, that many towing companies are violating or maybe violating that law, where the towing companies are just sort of prowling for anybody that may be in a space where they might be able to tow from. And they're looking, you know, to get money, and that's how they get money. And in this particular time, it's important to remember that, you know, the towing numbers were down significantly during COVID. And now as people are starting to drive again, it is projected that the revenue for towing companies is going to significantly increase. But we also probably have towing companies that are, you know, that were harmed in their rates went down during the pandemic, and they may need to be, you know, making more money. And so we need to be particularly cautious of towing from private property areas where that can hit you in the pocketbook. And they're very hard to fight, but you can do it through the Department of Public Utilities if you found that you've been towed unfairly or illegally.
What happens if your vehicle is damaged while it's towed, and how do you prove it was the tow company that caused the damage?
Right. That's a good question. We in Massachusetts, unfortunately, do not have that protection. So we don't have a guaranteed protection that if a tow company harms your car, you don't have recourse. Other states do have that. So that's something that we can put into place. Unfortunately, in this situation, you'd have to take them to court. Or you can also file a complaint. So not only with the Department of Public Utilities and their towing agency, but you can also file a complaint with the Attorney General's office. But that is going to be a difficult process to go through. It makes all the more reason important that we require towing companies to take a photograph of the car before they tow it. It'll protect the consumer, and it can protect the towing companies.
Who oversees the towing industry in Massachusetts? If I have a complaint, where do I go?
You can go on to the Department of Public Utilities website, and you will find a link there to the oversight for towing, and there is a easy way for consumers to make a complaint there.